time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm exercised this morning. I'll give you fair warning. Exercise. That doesn't mean I want to go work out. It means there's a churning, a real churning going on inside me today. God bless all of you. Thanks for joining us. More people need to tune in and hear what we talk about in here every day. I'm convinced that there's still hope for humanity, still hope for Christianity, but not if we continue down the same road. No way. I got a lot on my heart here. Let me puke some of it out on you right here at the beginning. Help me out here. Somebody help me out here. Make sure I'm running down the same track here. On January, Last Friday and Saturday, there was a March for Life. 750,000 people went to Washington, D.C. and March for Life. 46th anniversary. I've been doing it for 46 years. March for Life. And everybody went there. And then all of a sudden, all the attention turned and changed on to these Catholic, this one Catholic kid down in, by the way, remember when they were doing those, remember when all the shootings were going on and down in Florida, and they had that David Hogg. They brought him out there. And remember how we were told we're not allowed to criticize him because he's just a young guy and his views matter and young people's views need to be heard? And then now compare that to what they did to this guy who didn't even open his mouth down in Covington, Kentucky. I see, I don't want to call it the hypocrisy of the left because they're of their father, the devil. All they know is hypocrisy. Hang in there with me. So for all these people go to Washington, D.C., and they march and get on the bus and go home, and the pavement isn't even dry till they get home, and some judge in Des Moines, Iowa, overturns the will of the people in regards to the heartbeat saving bill for unborn children in Iowa, voted on by the people, passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, and a judge, just after the March for Life, by the way, just after they all marched into Washington, D.C., some state judge, not even a federal judge, some state judge says, no, that's unconstitutional. And then right on the heels of that, just after the 750,000 people had this powerful March for Life and walked down there and said, I'm pro-life, they marched down the streets of Washington, D.C., down Constitution Avenue, and they went to the White House, and they went down there, and we're pro-life. Not, the ink hadn't even dried on the stories written about the guy in Covington, Kentucky. That ink wasn't even dry until the beasts in New York passed a law, you heard me, in the state of New York saying that you could abort a baby up to the moment. But maybe we need to march again and let them know that we're pro-life. They stuck it right in our, poked us right in the eye. The mask is off, folks. The mask is off. It's no longer about a woman's right to choose. It's no longer about unwanted pregnancies. It's no longer about any of that at all anymore. This is going to be a show some of you aren't going to be able to swallow very hard. You're going to have to swallow hard to swallow it. Some of you aren't going to want to watch it. The truth of what's going on. We have almost stepped over the edge. Now, I want you to think about this. This morning, when you get up this morning and you see that the state of New York has legalized abortion up to the moment of birth. What would be the reaction of your pastor? Woman's right to choose. Oh, she's not ready to have the baby. Oh, the baby's poor. Could it be that maybe we don't really understand the abortion industry? That it's really not about woman's right to choose, and it's really not about whether or not you want to carry a baby. Could it be that it's far more diabolical than that? Diabolical. Hey, Jared, there's a good word to look up. Diabolical. Diabolical. The cannibals are at the gates, folks. Diabolical. Jared's got it up there for us, I think. Latin, the devil. Devilish. Pertaining to the devil. Hence, extremely malicious. Impious. Atrocious. Most of you and I can't even read these words. Nefarious. Outrageously wicked. Partaking of any quality ascribed to the devil as a diabolical temper, a diabolical scheme or action, a diabolical law. Jared, what's the devil? See if they even, what Webster even talks about the devil.
Doesn't it come from Diablo?
Doesn't it come from Diablo? The devil in Christian theology is an evil spirit or being, a fallen angel expelled from heaven for rebellion against God, the chief of the apostate angels, and the implacable enemy and tempter, of the human race. In the New Testament, the word is frequently and erroneously used for demon. The devil is a very wicked person, and in ludicrous language, a great evil. In profane language, it's an expletive expressing wonder, an idol, false god. Jared, go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Bear with me a second. Because we're at a crossroads. 2 Timothy chapter, I'm sorry, Jared, go to chapter 3. Because I want to show you something that I think is we've heard this before. Bear with me a second, okay? I want you to understand that what I'm about to read to you is one of the most misunderstood verses in the entire scripture, in my not so humble opinion. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Folks, this is not about the last days. This is not written about the last days. This is written about the nature of man. Now, the nature of man is going to go darker and darker and darker and darker and darker. When you see these signs, it's not the sign of the last days. It's sign of the nature of man. Know this also, that as man gets darker and darker and darker and darker and darker, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, killing their babies, covetous, wanting to have total control of their own lives, proud of their obedience, of their abortion, boasters, proud, blasphemers, mocking God, disobedient to parents, unthankful. This is the nature of man. This isn't the last days. Unholy, without natural affection. A woman doesn't even protect her unborn child. Truce breakers, divorce, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, calling yourself a Christian, going to a church, and denying the power thereof. From such men, turn away. For this sort of men are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, calling it like it is, silly women, laden with sins, led away with their own divers lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Go on down, Jared. Go to 4 verse 1. because here is the solution. Because men are going to wax worse and worse and worse and worse, and the closer to the end, the worse we're going to get. Because of that, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure not just sound doctrine, normal doctrine, but after their own lusts, they heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they turn away their ears from the truth. It shall be turned into fables. And while all of that's going on, but you watch all things, you endure afflictions, you do the work of an evangelist, you make full proof of your ministry. You don't cower. You don't go sit in church and pray. You don't go sit in church and pray they'll all get saved. You contend. You fight. You push back. The worse it gets, the more you're going to have to push back. The more dangerous it's going to become. They are now in our face killing babies. No, not fetuses, boys and girls. Not fetuses. No, 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 no. Not fetuses. I got a couple things I got to show you real quick. I'm doing some thievery this morning. I'm stealing from David Arthur. David Arthur stands in need in prayer. Need of prayer. He just stands in need of prayer. And I asked him this morning, David, how can we target the prayer? And he said, Coach, it was what's happened to me has been a spiritual attack that came spiritually, has physical consequences. And he would just ask that we would all agree together that supernaturally that this demon of sickness, whatever it would be cast out in Jesus' name. Let that be our prayer for David Arthur. I'm going to do that. But I'm going to steal from David. Because yesterday, David couldn't be on his show because he had a doctor's appointment. And Mark Trump was on. And I lurked in the back. I lurked on the outside, and I listened to what Mark Trump said. And what do they call this? This synergy. Remember when I talked about that before? Synergy. Things going on. A connecting that's gone on. We don't even understand it. What are the odds we would be? What are the odds that they would, that some judge in Iowa would overrule the will of the people and we're scheduled to be in Iowa? What are the odds of that? That's that synergy that we, that's something happening here, something going on. And so this ruminating has been going on inside me for 3 or 4 days. My wife knows it, and she just kind of stays away from me because I work through things and I am by nature an introvert. And so I withdraw, process, deal with stuff, grind it out, work out my own salvation, try to figure out what's going on. And I was sitting watching yesterday Mark Trump on David Arthur. And my goodness, whack. I began to see it. Folks, I want you to see some stuff here before I bring Mark Trump in here. And I wrote today, if you haven't read it, I don't know if I'll get to it. We're eating our children. I wrote that today. Do you understand that? We're eating, maybe not our children. We're eating somebody's children. And we're going to talk about that today and the consequences. Before we do that, I just got to show you a couple other things that just know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, proud, blaspheming, disobedient, without natural affection, former God. And it's the five I wills, I will be like God. If you cannot see that the devil is not only at work, that the devil is active in the lives of people who don't even know. See, listen, I understand why they don't understand the devil's working on them, but I can't understand why Christians don't understand it's the devil working in them. Pastor Mike Spaulding, I'm all over the place. Pastor Mike Spaulding sent me an email today on imprecatory psalms. Praying in, why? Oh, I'm going to make you mad now. There's some people that we're not supposed to love. Sorry. There's some people we're not supposed to love. The Lord himself said he hates all workers of iniquity. My friends, Mayor Cuomo, no, Governor Cuomo, he'd be a worker of iniquity. He's a worker of iniquity. And if anybody goes to Andrew, is it Andrew? One of those Cuomos. Anybody goes to Governor Cuomo and tells him God loves him, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe that. Not in that present state, he doesn't. Hang on, I'm getting somewhere. What is DNA? I'm going to have Trump come in here in a minute. What is DNA? The blueprint of what do they call that? The blueprint of whatever. It's the map. It's the ingredients. It's what makes you you. Where is your DNA? And what part of your body is the DNA? Can somebody help me with that? In what part of your body is the DNA? Is it just in your liver? Is it just in your stomach? Is it in your intestines? Is it in your ear? Is it in your nose? Where is your DNA? Where is your DNA, folks? I'm asking somebody smarter than me help. I think I know. Where is your DNA?
It's everywhere. Every cell in your body has it.
As Portia just said, in every cell in your body is your DNA. Every cell, each one has that unique marking just for you. Seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman, her seed and his seed. Come on, folks. What's a human being's seed? Why, that would be his DNA, would it not? The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And aren't we told over and over in the scripture that we are not to mix bloods? They call it races, whatever. Don't mix. Hang on, Mark. I'm going to get there. So just this morning, I saw that you can abort full-term babies in New York, state of New York. They had a big celebration there. Also, full-term babies can be aborted. Now, how about this? It doesn't even have to be a doctor now. Anybody? I thought, wow, that's cannibalistic. And then, Jared, young blood for sale. Young blood for sale. I see this morning. See, the enemy understands blood, DNA. They understand it. Abortion, folks, abortion isn't about a woman's right to choose. It's a blood sport. It's blood power. January 19, 2019, a controversial startup company that charges $88,000 to fill your veins with young blood now claims to be up and running in 5 cities across the United States. You can go buy blood and inject it in you. Let that sink in. What, by the way, where's that DNA again? Why? In the blood. Jared. Click on composting humans. Folks, this is all under the... Know this also that in the last days, they're going to start doing this stuff. So what's our job? Our job is to be the... We're supposed to push back. We're supposed to fight back against that. David Arthur sent me this. How about this? I'm not making this up. Right there, what day is this? 1/12/2019. What are they going to do? Well, they've come up with a way to... And I'm not making it up, folks. To grind up and compost human beings. They're dirt. Scroll down there, Jared. They think I'm lying. They think I'm lying. Right there. We've created a scalable, replicable nonprofit urban model based on livestock mortality, composting, that I've and human beings into turning human beings into soil. The next few years, it's our goal to build the first full-scale human composting facility right here in Seattle. The process involves placing unembalmed human beings wrapped in a shroud in a 5-foot by 10-foot cylindrical vessel with a bed of organic materials such as wood chips or alfalfa and straw. Air is then periodically pulled into the vessel, providing oxygen to accelerate microbial activity. And within approximately 1 month, the remains are reduced to a cubic yard of compost that can be used to grow new. Wait. Wait, hang on a minute. I'm listening. Well, I think I hear a pastor. I think. Oh, no, we can't. Pastor doesn't want to talk to us. He's focused on Israel. They're building a new Amen. Temple. They're building a third temple there in Israel. And by the way, did you see that moon? Did you see that moon the other night? Know this also in the last days. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Yeah, Paul.
If this wasn't true, you'd think this was a horror movie.
If this wasn't true, you would think it was a horror movie.
I mean, hey, Jared. That's how movies are made about stuff like that.
I'm gonna bring Mark in here in a minute.
I mean,
it'd be one of those meals where you showed up and they got a monkey head on the table for you to eat and all kinds of weird foods. Yeah, it's like that.
Hey, Jared, pull up my News With You things. Are we eating our children? Stay with me. Hey, folks. At what point are we the people going to get involved here? At what point? At what point? This ain't government. This isn't, folks, come on. This isn't government. Hey, Jared, look up government. What does Webster say government is? Let me get it up here. Control, restraint. Men are apt to neglect the government of their temper and passion. So in other words, if government doesn't restrain, if the government doesn't restrain passions, there is no government. The exercise of authority, direction, and restraint exercised over the actions of men in communities, societies, or states. The administration of public affairs, according to established constitutions, laws, and usages of by arbitrary edicts. The exercise of authority by a parent or household. I heard you, Lord. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. You show Isaiah 9, Jared. Isaiah 9. Verse 6. I think I'm in the right spot. Maybe I'm at that. There it is. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Who? That child that was born. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Hang on. He's the head. Where does the body begin? The shoulders. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. He's the head. The government shall be upon his body. And they're trying to convince us we're the bride. That's a whole nother story. On his body. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. God's in control, and we're supposed to be too. We're supposed to make laws and rules to govern the unbridled desires and passions of men. That is the purpose of government. If you will not be governed by the Bible, you will be governed by the bayonet, John Winthrop said. The Bible or the bayonet. And folks, we've thrown out the Bible. The bayonet's coming. If you think that the other side doesn't want to run a bayonet through your heart, baby, you are poorly informed. News with you is we're eating our children. Pull it up there real quickly, Jared. I'm not going to read down through all of this. But I want you to, it's worth the read, but I'm not going to take the time to read it. At least not yet. Go clear down the bottom, folks. I'm going to show you something. Blew me away. Mark, I'm going to bring Mark Trump in here in a minute. Did you guys know this? See, I'm going to start at the very end because the very end is going to give credibility to what I'm about to state. Okay, Jared, go up a little bit more. A little bit more. Jared, right there. Check it out. Click on it. Check it out. Did you know that President Trump just banned research? Fetal tissue research is curtailed by the Trump administration. Can I ask you a real quick question? The government is obviously using fetal tissue for research. Pardon me. Where are they getting the fetal tissue? And help me out. Isn't fetal tissue just another nice word for aborted baby? So now we're thinking that the abortion debate is over a woman's right to choose. Oh, no, 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 no. Seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. And Diablos has come in and has convinced us because why? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. It's about the blood. And President Trump, I'm just trying to show you this is real. Scroll down just a little bit, Jared. In fact, Jared, you don't have to. It's December 12th, 2018, by the way.
Hey, good.
Yeah.
Real quick. When Cain killed Abel, Abel's blood was in the ground, correct?
It was. Wasn't compost.
No, but check it out. It was. It was compost. But keep this in mind. All the babies that the blood's going to go in the ground as human fertilizer. God walks up, and that blood was alive, Coach. The blood was still alive.
It was speaking, wasn't it?
Well, when we see death, we see a body die. We don't think about the blood being alive. So why do people buy it? Why do people drink it? Because it's alive.
It's alive. Hang on, Mark. I'm coming to you. Jared, scroll down to the bottom of this letter. Folks, I started at the end on purpose, okay? Ghouls. Ghouls! I'm trying to get you a paragraph here. I copied it in the letter that I wrote. Hang on. Fetal tissue research has been critical for scientific and medical advances that have saved the lives of millions of people. Folks, again, words mean things. What is fetal tissue? Including the development of vaccines against polio, all these good things that they've done. But lo and behold, we find out as we scroll down there, Jared, I don't know where it's in that article somewhere. I got to get moving on. The National Institution of Health says that some of these things cannot be done without, there it is, an NHS, right there it was, Jared. The National Institutes of Health spends about $100 million a year of its $37 billion budget on projects that involve fetal tissue. Hey, boys and girls, $100 million a year being spent using aborted babies. The tissue is used to test drugs, develop vaccines, study cancer, AIDS, Parkinson's disease, birth defects, blindness, and other disorders. That's some of it. For much of that work, scientists say there is no substitute for aborted babies. No substitute. Woman's right to choose, huh? They're lying to us, folks. They're lying to us.
They're lying to us.
Now, hang on, because I'm going to bring Mark Trump in here in a second. I'm going to bring him in here. Hey, Jared, right above it. Go. I got to get showing this, folks. I got to show you this. Right there. Sugar free. Going up, Jared. Going up a little bit more. Going up a little bit. There it is. Check this out. You ready, folks? Mark, I'm using some of your stuff here, Mark. Huh? Comprehensive list of companies that use aborted fetal cells as flavor. They're going down. All Pepsi drinks, Sierra Mist, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer, and other soft drinks, No Fear beverages, Ocean Spray, Cranberry Juice, Seattle's Best Coffee, Tazo beverages, AMP Energy beverages, Aquafina water, Double Shot Energy beverage, Frappuccino, Lipton Tea, Propel beverage, Sobe beverages, Gatorade, Fiesta Miranda beverages, Tropicana juices and beverages. Going down, Jared. Oh, yeah. Nestle products, all coffee creamers, Kraft, Bubble Black Jack chewing gum, Bubblicious, Chiclets, Clorets, Dentine, Freshen Up gum, artificial flavoring from baby. Soylent Green is people! Rescue me, Mark. Come on in here.
I just want to point out this list, it's HEK cells, which stands for human embryo kidney.
Mark, we can't really hear you, Mark. I don't know what's with your microphone.
Yeah, I don't know either.
There you are.
All right, so it's human embryo kidney cells, HEK. It's at the top. So one company does... Right there. See, HEK cell products. Yeah, 293.
Embryonic kidney 293 cells. Folks, let me be more clear. Human embryonic kidney 293 cells. Go ahead, Rob, Mark.
So if you scroll down, this company, Sonomics, at the bottom of the Pepsi list there, it is the company that made that cell taste bud enhancer possible.
Get closer to your microphone.
Again, scroll down a little bit here. At the bottom of that first list is Sonomics, other Sonomics partner products. So Sonomics is the company that came up with the HEK293 formula from the babies that's in all these foods. But other companies, other than Sonomics, use different kidney cells, different fetal cells. So the point is there's multiple companies that control other brands. Where's Coke? Where's the other creamers? It's not Nestle creamers. So the other companies that have those products do the same thing. So I don't know of products that are not this way, Coach, is what I'm saying.
All right, Mark, let me stop you, folks. Folks, listen. You pick up whatever you want to. You pick up any product and you look on the product. Some of you sitting there right now, grab something on your table, look around, and you will find this term, artificial flavor. Mark, that's a diabolical term, isn't it?
That's right, Coach. And, you know, in one of these up above here in the write-up, it talks about what happens when you eat these products.
Oh, Lord. We're doing it.
What happens to your body?
Hang on, Mark. This is for the slow learners. Mark, I got to go back, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the DNA?
In our cells.
In the cell. So, Mark, if even one cell of a human DNA ends up in a drink, we're cannibals. Go ahead.
Well, we absorb it. The question is, does it change us? And I'm still working on that, Coach. But what I want to share is that you also have nanotechnologies that are in artificial ingredients. Nanos. So you also have man-made product, not from babies, but from machines that can be put in there. And that's the thread that the nun traced down that escaped from the Vatican. She is on the nanos that are in the artificial ingredients. So the artificial ingredients is a catch-all term. Artificial flavors is a catch-all term for all this stuff.
Somebody come on in here a second.
I want to say something too, Coach. The a lot of these lists come from originally came from a pro-life ministry called COG for Life. Well, last year, COG for Life put out this list of all these foods that contained the fetal material. And now this year, surprisingly, they've just posted setting the record straight. It is absolutely not true. There are no food products containing aborted fetal material. Now, last year, they were adamant that there was. And now this year, all of a sudden, they've posted this new thing on their site. And so, because somebody sent it to me, because I talked about this the other day, and somebody sent it to me and said, well, there are no aborted feet. I said, well, last year there was, but now they're putting something out that there isn't. And so my question isn't whether there is or isn't. My question is who got to them.
How about this one, David? Thank you for that information. I'm reading what's on the screen. Jared, highlight that first paragraph. Cinemix, the website states that the company's key flavor programs focus on the discovery and development of savory, sweet, and salt flavor ingredients that are intended to allow for the reduction of MSG, sugar, and salt in food and beverage products using isolated human taste receptors. Hey, Mark, what the hell is that? A human taste receptor.
Taste buds on your tongue.
We created proprietary taste receptor-based assay systems that provide a biochemical or electronic readout when a flavor ingredient interacts with the receptor. Folks, do you understand in human language what this just said? Mark just told us. See, the drink, they don't flavor the drink. They put something in the drink that makes you think it has that flavor. We're drinking somebody else's granddaughter. Come on in. Somebody else, come on in.
Well, Coach, you know what?
Hang on a minute. So listen, see, it ain't about a woman's right to choose. No wonder the Republicans don't want to do away with it. Big business. Billions of dollars. Make your drink free. Go ahead, Dale.
What's even more morbid is the mindset of somebody who
good word, morbid. Go ahead.
That would, you know, think about, oh, you know what? I think I'll use human tissue to enhance flavor. Where does this come from? And then is a scientist bringing this to a company? Hey, I got a great idea how to enhance flavoring in your soda pop. Let's use human fetal tissue. And once again, this goes to Romans chapter 1. I believe it's the 26th verse. Not only do they do such wicked things, they give hearty approval to those who create them.
Amen. I got a call in. Robert Sellers. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Coach. We know all this information and everything, so we got three choices, don't we? We either try to grow our own food, or we continue eating their stuff, or we go to battle.
Well, that seems to be the same to me, Robert. And you know what, Robert? They're getting more and more bold, aren't they? They're not even hiding it from us anymore. All those lies that they told us, woman's right to choose, all the time it's been about the blood. It's been about the blood, folks. The seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman. It's about the blood. It has never been about anything other than the blood. Right, Robert?
Amen. So if people... What would happen if the public realized that they were putting puppies and kittens' tissues and cells into all this food. They'd be an uproar.
Well, Robert, in one of these studies, I'm not making this up, in one of the studies it said they considered doing that and thought there wouldn't be any way that they'd be able to get away with it. Using animal, using the tongue, the taste buds of animals. They didn't think they could get away with it. They can get away with doing this with little babies. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Woman's right to choose. My body, my choice. Good to hear from you, Robert. Bless you, man. Hey, folks. Here's where I started my commentary out today. I think there's something wrong, physically wrong with Americans. There's something physically wrong with Americans. Something wrong. You go to Walmart, you see the biggest asses you can. How can somebody's butt get that big? You've got kids with autism. You've got boys thinking they're girls and girls thinking they're boys. You've got people that can't even reason, can't even think. Is there a physiological reason? Now you say, another big lie. How does my abortion affect you? I'm drinking it! That's how? What a lie they've been given to us. What a lie! It's not about the baby. The devil wants to poison God's people, and the conservatives want to make money doing it.
Amen. Amen. The same government that Trump wants to ban abortion now. It's the same government that extended that ban 90 days for another company so they can buy more tissue.
Bring that up, Mark. Bring that story up. Do you know which one that is, Jared? Hey, folks, first of all, let's not miss this. Trump banned it. George Bush didn't. Obama didn't.
Hey, Jared, go to my sheet that I sent Coach.
That's why they hate you.
That's why they hate Trump.
Amen. Amen.
He understands it. Oh my God! My blood pressure is 980.
Okay. hold it right here. No, that's not it. Scroll. Yeah. That's it. It's the one above. That is it, Jared. The first one. Okay, so this company, Advanced Bio Resources, applied for. So, one thing you can go to, Jared, is the letter. Open the letter up real quick. No, not that one. Close that. Go back to my sheet, and it should have had a letter attached to it. Yeah, no. Scroll down to the very bottom, and you'll see the letter. It's on the Trump bans. Very bottom. All right, right here. Hold on. Let's see the PDF there. There's the letter. Okay, so I did this on David Arthur's show, but this is the actual letter from the government sent out.
December 2018.
All right, so if you scroll up a little bit, you'll see the two things that we're talking about here. Do not obtain and graft new fetal tissue. And this is the clause that American Bioresources captured, unless instructed otherwise. So if you look, you don't need to go, but if you looked at the order where they got the extension in the previous note, they used that wording. Okay, and it even talks about the humanized mouse studies. And scroll up a little more. They're not allowed to do humanized mouse studies, and this is what they're told to do. All right, on the very last paragraph, it says, contractor will be required to effect an orderly and efficient transition of all activities, data, mouse cohorts, materials, and equipment. So the mice are where they grow the human embryos. Like when you take it out of the human, it's got to be somewhere. So you could freeze it cryogenically or do things with it or put it in a mouse to grow. Some companies use pigs. Some companies use other animals.
How wicked is that?
Yeah, so while it's growing in the mouse, you have human kidneys, which are picking up mouse blood to grow, et cetera, et cetera. The cells connect to the mouse, and they're being fed by the mouse.
And Mark, pardon me, where's the DNA, by the way, Mark?
It's in the cells. So you got mouse DNA connected to these taste bud enhancers that we ingest. So that's what actually happens. So again, I believe this goes back to the letter Coach put up December 17 on crimes against humanity. I think this is part of what's being uncovered that Trump is gradually getting to, one thing at a time. But if you go back to the previous news article, Jared, you were just at. All right, so, this company here is the one that got the order. All right, go back to my document and go to the second link under AM, very top, and the next link. Yeah, that one. FDA signs, legislator have condemned new government contract. I'm pretty sure. See this in here? It's a new contract to acquire human fetal tissue, Coach, second paragraph. And this is on July 25th. So this isn't the extension. So I do have one that's the extension, but this is the evidence that we're talking about.
Hey, hang on, Mark. I got to stop you a second. Jared, go to the third paragraph. The fetal tissue used in such research is obtained from elective abortions, according to report from the Congressional Research. I'm Joe Blow and I'm pro-life. Baloney! They're getting rich off of it.
Bring the next one, Coach.
Fetal tissue the FDA intends to purchase would be injected into mice with compromised immune systems in order to create a chimeric. Are you kidding me? A chimera, folks, a chimera is part human, part something else. So that mice would comprise a immune system in order to create a chimeric animal with an immune system like that of a human being. And Trump said no. No more.
Chimeras, Coach, what do you think?
Hey, Jared, Google that. Chimera. Chime. What is that, Jared? Are you kidding me? A chimera. How about that? A fire-breathing she-monster in Greek mythology having a lion's is part animal, right? No. Not today. There. Yeah. Hey, Jared, look for pictures of chimeras. See if there are any pictures of them, Jared. Hey, you guys had a sermon on this recently in your church? There's chimeras. We're creating these in the lab. By the way, if I was more prepared, I could show you some actual part human, part animal creatures that have been created in the lab. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're grown up, aren't you? Oh, yeah. You can believe that, can't you? They got you drinking them.
All right, Coach. Let's take a little break here. Think about mythology, right? We're almost to the point we believe the Greek gods were the angels, were the first Nephilim, possibly 3,000 elves, which is a half mile high, Coach. Yep. These are the beasts that the Nephilim created. This is how they did it, and they had to do it genetically. So it's what happened before Noah, so shall it be. Okay? This is the part that's got me spun up about this DNA, is it's happening again, and we're letting it.
Hey, folks, Mark, hang on with me. Hey Mark, Jared, Genesis 4, is it Genesis 4? Let's go there real quick. Oh, my. Genesis 4:14. Go to 14, Jared. And Cain said unto the Lord, behold, thou hast driven, and the Lord said unto him, no. And I will put enmity. Where is that? 314. Sorry, Jared. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is it you've done here? Hey, could it be that Eve didn't eat an apple? Could it believe that she did? Could it be that she did something sexually? Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. And upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I'm going to put an enmity between the seed, between the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. What is the seed? What has the devil been after from the very beginning? And as it was in the days of Noah, what was going on in the days of Noah, a blending, a mixing of the seed, as was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. It's happening again. And what's going to come upon the earth? Things are going to be so horrid that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. We are eating. We're cannibals. Our government's turning us into cannibals. Somebody come on in here.
Go to the last verse of Revelation chapter 12, brother, and you'll see what happens with the offspring of the woman and Satan. It says that he goes to do war of the offsprings of the woman to those who keep the commandments of God and hold true to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's the battle, brother.
Dale, this says this. Mine on the screen, it says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed.
Keep going.
When's the last sermon you heard on that one? Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Those of us who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ are the seed of the woman. We are the seed of Christ. Anyone else is not. And I'm going to tell you something. We were all seed of the serpent until the Lord rescued us. Can I say something? I ain't never heard anything like this. I never heard anything like it. And what would the average pastor say if he could hold his hands down and offer him $100,000 if he sat and watched this, study this information? What would the local pastor say? We know right now in New York City, you can murder a baby up until the moment of birth. Woman's choice. Come on in here. I feel like I've dominated today.
Hey, coach.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Paul.
Is it ironic that in this New York City they've got the entrance to Baal in New York City? Symbolic is that it's just basically following up on that mentality.
And the New World Order, right? Isn't United Nations there? Isn't this boy, man? Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna put my 10th. Can I tell you something? If you think everything's okay, you're wearing the 10th. You're the freaking idiot if you can't see this stuff's going on. And you sit on the other side of this computer and you're in the safety of your home and you point fingers at me and tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist. Oh, coach has gone off of the deep end. Coach is teaching doctrines of demons. Really? I ought to buy y'all a hat. Hey, Weaver, you're quiet today.
Hey, coach.
Yeah.
We need to put in a request that they let you speak at the Colson Center gathering for the $450 tickets to all them people. Couldn't you imagine getting in there? I mean, can you hear the fluff of that thing?
I hear you, man. Go ahead, Rog.
Just listening, Dave. Just listening and taking it all in.
Unbelievable. Every one of you, I'm going to tell you this right now. Hey, Jared, Google cannibal. Not Google it. Webster's cannibal. What is a cannibal? A human being that eats, spelled wrong, human flesh. is you're drinking Diet Pepsi. And it has aborted baby cells in it.
Hey, Coach, Roman Catholic Church says it's okay to make chimeras.
The Roman Catholic Church says, well, of course, they're of their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. Folks, do you understand? We are all, I'm telling you the truth here, we're all being turned into cannibals. We are eating fetal tissue. If you're drinking Diet Pop, drinking Gatorade, Hershey chocolates, wasn't it said?
Hey, Coach.
Having my best life now, I guess. Yeah, Dale.
Coach.
Yeah, George.
This is George. Hey, that's why I think it's so important we study the foods and what we're eating. I think that's, you know, study the shelf, show yourself approved. That there's many areas we can do that, but that's certainly one of them. This dementia is another one. You know, something's causing that.
Dementia. Thank you, George. Yeah, what's causing all that? Alzheimer's. What's causing all that? And see, listen, you better understand this, that just because it doesn't show up in you doesn't mean it's not going to show up in your grandkids. Golly! Oh, Brother Dave, we win in the end.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're paying for it with our tax dollars.
We're paying for it with our tax dollars. I was going to do a show on this. Maybe I'm going to do on. Listen, folks. Our government is tyrannical. And what's the word? They're totally and completely out of control. They are totally and completely out of control. I'm going to tell you this. This is not my government. It's not my government. It's not your government. It is not your government. Now, that is so hard for us to understand. But it has been stolen. It has been usurped. This government is not your government. The Lord warned us of that, by the way, didn't he? Teaching his commandments and doctrines of men. Telling us in Romans 13 that we had to follow ungodly government, ungodly edicts. That we have to now accept in New York that you can kill a baby up to the moment. The Lord warned us of that. This is not my government. This government does not represent me. Is that anti-American? No. That's pro-American. It's pro-American. I want my government back. I want my government back. Who are they feeding us this crap? Hundreds of millions of dollars of your tax dollars telling you it's about a woman's right to choose. Yeah. Can you see why now the Republicans don't want to do away with abortion? Can you see now why they don't want to stop funding Planned Parenthood? In one door, out the other.
Hey, Coach, George Washington said something. He said, government is like fire. It's a wonderful slave and a horrible master.
Horrible taskmaster. Government's like fire.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Take a look at that last link I put in the chat, Jared, if you could. This is a model who has two types of blood, and actually a chimera. Okay. I don't know if that's.
Folks, this is going on. This is going on right now, folks. Listen, it's not even. It's not even debatable whether or not we have chimeras. It's not even debatable.
Type in, Jared. You ready? Model born with torso birthmark. Type that in. Model born with torso birthmark. Discover she's her own twin. So what this means is she's got two types of blood inside of her. She's got autoimmune problems. So a lot of the DNA issues are associated. Singer, songwriter, model, whatever, she discovered that she has a condition called chimerism, a rare condition which a person has two sets of DNA.
Unbelievable. So
chasing down this question about mingled blood.
Highlight that.
Yeah. So I'm talking about DNA. If we ingest it, can it change us? If we're vaccinated, can it change our own DNA?
You got the stories of mingled blood over in Psalms 106 that David talked about in the Shinar region underneath Iraq and Iran. And the people became mingled. Now, they sent them in, God sent them in to take over that area. Instead, they became a part of that society, worshiping their idols, and God judged them. That's Psalms 106. But it talks about their mingled blood. So we have evidence in 23andMe of Neanderthal blood traits. Type that in, Jared. 23andMe, Neanderthal blood. And we probably got to go, Coach. We're right at the end.
Yeah.
It's the idea that these are amongst us, okay? Neanderthals, pre-Adamic man, possibly, are amongst us. The people with DNA and missing links, 23andMe is finding these people. Okay, so what does it mean? I'm working on it, guys. I'm working on it.
The truth is, folks, it ain't about a woman's right to choose. No. They're turning us into cannibals. Read the commentary I wrote today at newswithviews.com. Are we eating our children? God help us. See you tomorrow.